Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect, our weekly look at sustainability, biodiversity and climate change. And today it's all about fashion. You've guessed it, fashion. But fast fashion, to be more precise. So what exactly is fast fashion? Green Party councillor Christina Kiley explains.
The name comes from speeding up the retail and the trend cycles so that we buy more, sooner, quicker. I suppose we've been convinced by retailers that we need to overhaul our wardrobes every season. And what you'll see now is this is even creeping into other areas like interiors. We don't need new clothes every season, but we certainly don't need new curtains and cushion covers every season. And I think that's a problem that's getting bigger and bigger. The environmental organisation Global Action Plan have even described us as having gone from fast fashion to ultra-fast fashion. And that's the speed that things are going at this stage. And I suppose the thing is that marketing and advertising has convinced us that it's normal to buy new clothes every week or even for a night out, for going out at the weekend. So it's a very big picture and it's a global issue.
It's estimated that the average item of clothing is worn just 14 times. And in 2019, The Guardian newspaper reported that one in three young women considered an item worn just once or twice to be old.
The €2.50 t-shirt from Penny's or any other low-cost retailer, it has become a thing. And I suppose one of the potential solutions down the line is that the retailers, the onus is actually put back on the retailers for them to deal with the waste issue, so that then maybe those €12 sparkly leggings that were bought for the for one wear at the electric picnic, you know, they might think twice about actually stocking that item if they have to pay to dispose of it later.
The global fashion industry itself is responsible for 10% of global carbon emissions caused during production, manufacturing, transportation and disposal.
You have the waste of resources at the manufacturing stage. You have the waste of emissions at the transport stage, because we're buying almost half as much more now clothing than we used to buy in the 1990s. So all of those clothes, they need to be transported around the world. So you've waste at that stage. But then you have a huge waste issue at the end of life stage, at the end of the life of the product. And it's not even the life of the product, it's the life cycle of the use of the product. So those one-off purchases, the £2.50 t-shirt, the race t-shirt, the t-shirts that were printed specially for the hen night or the stag weekend or whatever it might be, you know, I suppose we've gotten into a habit of single-use clothing being a thing. There are bans coming down the line for single-use coffee cups. Things have actually gone so far with fast fashion that single-use clothing is actually quite common. On the waste side of things, where that's becoming a huge issue, an awful lot of clothing waste is exported. So you literally have mountains of rotting clothing in the global south. And outside Accra in Ghana, for example, there's a mountain of rotting clothing with labels that are familiar to us all. But unfortunately, the system can't cope with the amount of clothes in circulation at the moment. So about 40% of the clothing that actually ends up going for recycling ends up in landfill.
Cheap clothing is a big source of microplastics in our oceans. Synthetic materials like polyester and acrylic contribute over 500,000 tonnes of plastic into oceans a year from just washing.
An awful lot of the material, it's plastic based. So like polyester, acrylic, elastane, you know, the fleeces that we wear so much now that keep us warm during the winter, they're made from plastic materials. So they're, instead of natural fibres, which are easier to recycle and to reuse, and separating textiles from normal waste is something that's going to be coming in here, and that's going to help the issue a little bit, because I suppose these materials, they don't break down in a normal landfill. So if at least they're separated, there might be some hope. But it is a big problem that it's much cheaper materials and they're less easy to upcycle. The government announced the Waste Action Plan in September 2020. So that's going to result ultimately in separate textile waste collections. So that'll at least segregate clothing items from landfill and incineration.
So armed with all this information, how can we take action?
The first thing we can do is kind of reboot our relationship with clothes and fashion. Rethink buying too much stuff that we don't need. I mean, I suppose that's the starting point. But also be mindful of what you're buying and be mindful of the resources that go into it. You know, we don't have a right to a 10 euro pair of jeans if the person making them can't afford to feed their family, or if the farmer who grew the cotton had his lungs poisoned by the pesticides to grow that cotton. So we don't have that right. So we do need to revisit that side of things. But on a day-to-day basis, there are so many things we can do, so many simple things. You could organise a clothes swap, and that could be an informal one amongst a group of friends. Or you could organise a bigger one within your community, like a school uniform shop swap, or a sports clothing swap. Or if you're, you know, we're here by the coast, lots of people swim. If you've got kids and they're growing out wetsuits, a wetsuit swap, or a scout gear swap, or something like that, where there's a community of people who'd all have an interest in getting cheaper or even free clothes or clothing items. You could buy secondhand or go vintage.
My thanks to Councillor Christina Kiley for coming in to talk to me about fast fashion. And finally, I suppose it's not about giving up fashion for good, but it is about being considerate about what we really need. I hope you'll join me again next week for another Hours to Protect. So for now, bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.